Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Hi, everybody on Facebook land. Hey, Victoria. Hey, everybody. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I just want to thank you guys for joining me this beautiful Tuesday, cold Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join it with us. And for that, we're totally grateful, and we don't take that for granted. So tonight's topic is, are you ready? But I want to thank all our sponsors before we jump in. Y'all see my beautiful set that I'm wearing? Y'all see this? This came from Ultimately Unique You. And so you want to go to Instagram and look up Ultimately Unique, the letter U, and see your pieces. I'm telling you, everybody don't have the pieces that Angelise carries over there. So, hey, Angelise, Ultimately Unique You. So these pieces right here, they're a conversation piece, and everybody's not going to be wearing what you're wearing, you know, when you get there. So thank you, Ultimately Unique You, for this beautiful, beautiful piece. It is definitely a conversation piece. Thank you, Apographics, for our wonderful flyers and pictures. And so Apographics can do any of your graphic needs that you need, from digital photography, from flyers to postcards. You name it, anything that needs to be done digitally, Apographics can take care of you. And they're on Facebook at APHOGRAFX. And I want y'all to be ready to talk to me in a few minutes, okay? So you can reach out to them looking at their page, or you can look them up and call them at 706-489-6416. And also, we have our own business coach and travel ambassador, Ms. Cornelia Brown. Cornelia will give you your own travel portal, guys. So it's like you having your own Travelocity. So she can hook you up. Give her a call at 404-786-0873. Her name is Cornelia Brown. I tell y'all, we love her. Vodiology, y'all heard my jingle? They actually did the music and rewrote the words. That's Vodiology. You can look them up. That's V and then Audio, L-O-G-Y. And their number is 706-873-1519. Hey, everybody. Hey, Rodney. And then the singing voice you heard on the song, on the jingle, the singing voice is none other than Deidre Norvette, the Deidre Norvette. And on her page, she's the official Deidre Norvette on Facebook. Y'all go out and support her EP. I tell you, it will bless you. It's so inspirational. And hey, it's less than what you will pay for a value meal these days. So go ahead and support it. It's called This Is Me. And I'm telling you, you'll love it. It's on all your digital outlets. And if you hadn't gotten it yet, guys, y'all got to go out and get the 21-Day Mind Detox. Because as we're shifting into 2020, hey, this is going to not just be our year, it's going to be our decade. So it is time for us to move into it. So shift our mindset, go out and get your 21-day mind detox devotional that the Lord gave me. I definitely appreciate you all, guys, you guys and your support. And that is out on Amazon and any digital outlet, and it's only $2.99. It's less than what you pay for any value meal, right? All right, so we're going to talk tonight. We're going to chat. We're going to chat it up, as I've heard people say. We're going to chat about, are you ready? Hey, Sophia. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing this evening? So we're going to talk about, are you ready? You know, everybody, I've been hearing them say, yeah, I'm ready for the new year. You know, when 2020 gets here, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But are you ready for real? Are you really ready? Okay, so we're going to talk about some things, and I want y'all to talk back to me. So we're going to talk about some things. I want y'all to talk back to me on Facebook Live in your chat, or y'all can dial in on the radio so I can hear you guys' voice and be able to record it as well. So either way, whatever you're comfortable with, okay? 929-477-2178 is the number for the show on the online. But let's talk about being ready for 2020. So I got a couple questions for you guys. What preparations have you made for 2020? You know, we're saying we're ready. Yeah, we ready. But what preparations have you made going into 2020? We can't wait until January 1st talking about, oh, I'm ready for 2020. I got to make my plans. No, at that point, we're already in 2020. So let's go ahead and start making some plans now. So before we make our plans, let's do one thing that's the most important thing, and that's to pray about it. God, what is it that you want for me and that you have for me for 2020? This is my plan, but I want your plan. And I was talking to some friends lately, and I was saying, you know what? I no longer want to be in God's permissive will. I want to be in his perfect will in everything concerning my life. How about y'all? Y'all with me on that? So being in his perfect will, living in a life of purpose and just walking that thing out. So let's say, We're ready. We're getting ready. So what are we doing to make preparation? Are you really ready? What are we doing? So let's talk about that thing. What kind of changes are we going to make? What do we actually really want to see? What do we want to see? Where do we want to see ourselves for 2020? We need to set some attainable goals, right? Because if we set these huge goals, hey, Nicole, hey, everybody's joining us this evening. Welcome to the broadcast. For those guys that's listening online to the online radio show, I am on Facebook Live tonight, so you'll hear me welcoming people and also speaking to them. But we're going to set some attainable goals. We're going to set some smart goals. We're going to set some attainable goals. We're going to set some manageable goals, manageable and measurable goals, because we don't want to shoot something way out the ballpark and then be feeling defeated by March. No, we're not doing that. We're going to set some short-term goals, some long-term goals, but we want to set some goals that are measurable so we can look in the end of January and say, okay, what is it that I've, you know, accomplished in that time frame? I set this out. I set this up in November, because we're setting it up now, right? And then what is it that I've accomplished by the end of January? Because we can actually set these goals now and start working on them. It's not too late, too early to get started, right? So, like I said, waiting until January, that's already late, because we're already in 2020 at that point. So we're going to also, we're going to look at our habits, y'all. Let's look at the habits that we have in place right now. Do we have the good habits? Hey, Sandy, and congratulations. So our good habits, are we, you know, are we keeping some of those habits we want to keep and hold on to? But some of those habits, we need to ditch them and leave them in 2019, right? All right, you've contacted some people to help you with a vision God has given you that I will be able to release by the end of this month for 2020. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Nicole. Hey, Sandy. Hey, beautiful. That is what I'm talking about. She's already connecting with some people to help her birth the vision that God has given her for 2020. So she's not waiting until 2020 to birth this thing. She's saying, hey, it is 2019, but by 2020, I want this thing to get done. And she says she's putting this in place for it to be done by the end of this month, to be put in place by 2020. So I love it. Thank you so much for that feedback. So You know, what kind of things are we putting in place? I love that feedback, Nicole. What are we putting in place to make sure that we're going in powerful, we're going in bold, we're going in productive, and we're going in saying, hey, I got this conquered because I already have a plan. All right. Now, let's talk about writing a vision and making that thing plain. You know, every time I've written something out, I don't care if it's on a task list. I don't care if it's even I've over some years have written a letter to God on things I want to attain. And everything I've written down, for the most part, I've attained. So when you go to Habakkuk and they say, write the vision and make it plain, when I tell you that thing is for real, write it down. You can dedicate a notebook. You don't have to get fancy with it. Dedicate a notebook or whatever, a planner. I don't want to tell people, go get a planner. I want you to make, I'm going to make it easy on you. Get you a notebook and dedicate it for 2020. On the front of that notebook, write 2020. And then write down, you know, your goals. Write down your prayers, because there's some things that you're praying about. And then you can get some friends like Nicole has partnered with to help those goals and those visions come to life. But you can also have a team of people that's on one accord with you and that's praying for you and with you on getting those goals accomplished, right? Because we're going in being intentional about reaching these goals, because I'm telling you, I see nothing but greatness on each and every one of you. And I want us to go in with our eyes wide open, with boldness, with vigor, and energetic, and we're not going to lose that energy, okay? And then let's plan in those times that are in that notebook. Let's plan ahead of time. Don't just wait to the day of and say, you know what, I'm going to make my plan. Now, if your days are so consumed with busyness, that may be the way that you can do it. But if you can sit down the day before, or even on Sundays, I have a friend of mine that told me, on Sundays, I sit out and I write out what I'm doing for the rest of this week. If that works for you, that is beautiful. But get what works for you, make it happen, and then commit to it. And then go check your little, you know, look at your checklist and your task list, and you'll see how you've made that measurable, those measurable goals. They're coming to pass. They're happening for you, right? All right. Now, we have 7 weeks left from today, before this year is over. 7 weeks. What, seven is completion. Y'all know that number in the Bible. Seven is the number of completion. So in this, over this next 7 weeks, I want you all to be planning. I want you to be praying. I want you to, because this is our year to prosper, and not just our year. This is our decade. As Minister Young, Adrienne Young said, she said, this is not just our year. She said, this is our decade. And we're walking in intentionality. We're walking in with our eyes wide open, knowing that this is what God is calling us to do. We're living out a life of purpose and no longer just existing. It's time for us to live this life out, y'all, because I'm excited about it. I am so excited. All right, so we've talked about setting goals. We're talking about the plans. We're talking about connecting with people. We're talking about habits. We've talked about, you know, dropping and ditching those bad habits and coming on with the good ones and keeping those in place. Now, also, let's talk about some scripture to solidify and to help us conquer these goals, okay? So I was looking at the English Standard Version on all these guys and girls. In Proverbs 16:3, it said, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. So everything that we're doing, we've already gone to him to help us know what it is that he wants us to do and accomplish, right? But now we're going to commit these things to him, say, you know what, God, I give it back to you because you gave it to me. So I give it back to you and I commit it to you. And because I've committed to you, I know they're going to prosper. So that is Proverbs 16:3, and that was the English Standard Version that I read. And so if somebody want to type that in, that was Proverbs 16:3, that was ESV version. Hey, everybody, as you're joining us, we're talking about tonight, are you ready? And we're talking about making preparations now for 2020. We have 7 weeks left. And so it's time for us to make sure that we're making the best of these 7 weeks and making sure as we go into 2020, we're going in fruitful. Hey, my brother Jose, how you doing? All right, so Proverbs 16:3 was the scripture that I just went over. The next one is Proverbs 16:9. And that one says, the heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. So that, again, we're in English Standard. Thank you, Nicole. So English Standard Version, the heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. So that's why we're going in prayer and asking God to show us. So as we're making and setting out these goals, we're being directed by him. We've committed it to him in Proverbs 16:3. And then in 16:9, we know that these plans are being ordered by him, right? All right, next one is Proverbs 21:5. And Proverbs 21:5 says this, the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. So poverty ain't even going to be in our vocabulary or our mindset. We're shutting that down. And so we're going to be diligent in our things, and so that we're surely walking this abundance that he has for us. Okay. Thank you, Angelisa and Nicole. Y'all on it. You're on it. That last one I just read is Proverbs 21:5. Okay. And that one was the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. So now we're walking diligently, and our plans are going to lead us to that abundance because he is leading that plan for us. Next, we have Proverbs 24:27. Y'all see all this wisdom coming, right? Proverbs 24:27. And Proverbs 24:27 says this, prepare your work outside. Get everything ready for yourself in the field. And after that, build your house. So right now, hey cousin, right now we're outside and we're preparing in this field. And then as we move forth out of the field, we're going to go ahead and see everything prosper as we build the house, right? Amen. So that was Proverbs 24:27. And that was, it said again, prepare your work outside. Get everything ready for yourself in the field. And after that, build your house. So, y'all, I'm telling you, I'm getting excited all over again as the Lord would lead me to these scriptures. Woo, y'all just don't even know. And then finally, y'all know my favorite. Finally, Jeremiah 29:11. Y'all know this one. And I'm reading it from English Standard Version again. And it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Y'all, drop the microphone on that. It's to give us a future and a hope. So if we're committing our plans to him, we've prayed about it before we even set these plans and these goals. We've committed it to him. Woo, he said it's to give us hope and a future. Did y'all hear that? Oh my goodness. So it's time for us to walk in the fruitfulness and the joy of everything he's called us to. We're committing it to him. We're planning it out with him. And we're walking in this thing intentionally. Everything about us is walking in this intentionality of what God is calling us to. We're walking and living in a life of purpose, y'all. 2020 is not just going to be a year to say, oh, 2020 is going to be my year. No, we're going to be intentional, and we're going to be deliberate in everything that he's calling us to. So commit everything to him before you even plan it. Pray about it. And God, lead me. Ask him to lead you in the plans. Now you're going to commit as he leads you. Then you turn around and you commit it back to him, because it's his anyway. So committing it back to him to bless it. So I'm going to repeat those scriptures. All right, y'all. So we had Proverbs 16:3, everything with English Standard Version. We have Proverbs 16:9. We have Proverbs 21:5. Proverbs 24:27. And then Jeremiah 29:11. So now it's time for y'all to chat back with me. So some of y'all can chat if you want to in the Facebook Live, and I'll read it for our listening audience online on the radio show. But if you want to actually talk to me and chat with me, we can do that too. If you want to dial in at 929-477-2178. Again, that's 929-477-2178. So let's chat about being ready and the things that I, just shared with you. Are you ready? Are you ready for 2020? Has this lit a fire under some of you who have been kind of putting it off and procrastinating. Because, see, we're shutting that down now. We're going ahead and counseling out that spirit of procrastination. Because, you know, we've all dealt with it, but guess what? We've dealt with it, and we're leaving it right here in 2019. It ain't going into 2020 because we are walking in 2020 with intentionality. We're walking in deliberately, and we're walking in laser focus as we move forth with these committed plans unto the Father, living out a life of purpose, right? Amen. So I want y'all to share with me now. Share with me. You gave me confirmation. Amen. Thank you. Amen. So some people have said they've shared confirmation for tonight. I thank God because this show is definitely him. He gave me the topic today. He gave me the points today. So it's all him. One thing that I tell the people all the time, y'all hear me say it all the time, On Fire to Inspire is God's show. I'm the willing vessel that he's choosing to use in this hour, and I'm honored that he's chosen me. And so with that, hey, everybody. Hey, Kiana. Hey, everybody, as you're joining us. Amen. This is what I'm doing now, putting things together for 2020 and 2021. Jose, that's what I'm talking about. It's time for us right now over the course of these next 7 weeks to make sure that we are revving up and being intentional about the thing that God is calling us to in 2020. In 2021, as my brother said, when I tell y'all, being around people who are ready and for real, ready for real, as they say, and inspired, they're like, there's a fire. You see the fire lit. You see them being positive. You see them being productive, even in their words. Because y'all, I want y'all to remember this. Hear me now with this. Your words have power. So I want you to speak power. I want you to speak affirmations over your life, over your plans that you've committed unto him. Everything that you're doing in this hour, be intentional. But I want you to be intentional with your words. So stop speaking death. If you're saying, I can't do this, no more. You stop tonight. It is right now, 8:23, Tuesday, November the 12th. What is today's date, y'all? November the 12th. Whatever today's date is, I want you to stop right now with that negative word, that negative mindset, that negative verbiage. We're shutting it down. And we're walking in the words of life. Let him use you to inspire the fire within us. Amen, Deacon. I love you. Thank y'all so much. I love each and every one of y'all. Respond back because it's love. November 12th. Thank you, Kiana. Today is November 12th. I want y'all to cancel everything that has been spoken to you, everything that your mind has told yourself, everything that you've thought that didn't line up with what God promises for you. And I want you to declare unto yourself, I am worthy of what God is calling me to in this hour. I am worthy of him choosing me. I'm worthy. Now you know you're worthy. And like I told the people at the vision board party, God said, tell them that not only are they chosen, tell them that they're sent. Because when they understand that they're sent, they arrive, they show up differently. So I want you to hold your head up. I want you to stick your chest out. And I want you to know that you're chosen, that you've been sent, and that you're worthy as you walk into 2020. I want you to know that there's a fierceness and a boldness that I believe that each and every one of you have in you. And I want to see it. I want to hear the testimonies. I want to hear and see the glory of God upon each and every one of you. Amen. You are worthy, my sister. You are worthy, my brother. Amen. I'm chosen, sent, and worthy. Yes. Positive speaking brings positive results. Yes. What you speak, you shall reap. And it's not a cliche. As you speak forth the words and you're declaring it and you're declaring them in faith, you'll watch it manifest right before your eyes. I've actually thought something. And as I thought it, I've seen God move. I'm telling you, you make sure that you're intentional about your thoughts. You make sure that you're intentional about your words. You make sure you're intentional about these things that you're committing unto God and believe him for. I'm telling y'all, faith, when you have the faith, oh my God, when you have the faith to believe God for the things that other people say, oh, something wrong with her. She's crazy. Yes, I have that kind of crazy faith because I know the kind of Father that I serve, right? When you don't know your scent, you arrive. When you know your scent, you arrive differently. Amen. I'm telling you, I heard that on a broadcast, and the Lord had me hear that right before we had the vision board party. And he told me to remind them of that. I'm worthy and I'm more than a conqueror. Yes, ma'am. Our thoughts are established, amen, under the heavens. And so what we declare in the earth right now, our thoughts have, we're committing them unto God. Our words, we're committing them unto God. We're being intentional about our words. We're being intentional about our plans. We're being intentional about everything. And no longer shall we live in the permissive will of God. We will live in the perfect will of God. The perfect will, y'all. Everything, his perfect will, the everything from our finances, from our purpose, our children, our businesses, everything lining up with the perfect will of God. No more will it be permissive will, but in the perfect will. I'm worthy and I'm more than a conqueror. You said that. Amen. Come on. His perfect will. Yes, my God, my God. Y'all know what? I am picking up a fire on the inside of all of y'all, and I'm telling y'all, it's like I already had it before I came on, but when I tell y'all, I feel it off of y'all, and it's like engulfing me like y'all putting gasoline on me. I give God praise for y'all's feedback tonight because I'm telling you, as God gave it to me, you all are just like responding just like he showed it to me, and I thank God for you all responding tonight. Yes, we shall live in God's perfect will. That's what I'm talking about. Living a life of purpose. Yes, he started it. Living a life of purpose, no longer living a life of, oh, well, you know what, I wish I would have done this, or, oh, I wish I should have, could have, would have. No, the buck stops right now. Tonight, we are living a life of purpose. We are living on purpose. We're living in purpose. We are worthy. We are bold. We're fierce. I tell you, because our Father has made us to be that way. He can't make anything less than himself. He can't create garbage. He can't. You're worthy. You're awesome. You're special. You are unique and set apart for a reason, because you've been chosen. You've been chosen. Oh, my God. You've been chosen. You've been set apart and you've been set. Oh, my God. Somebody put that. I have been chosen. I have been set. I have been set apart. You are unique. And it's time for you to live that out. Are you ready for 2020? Yes, you are. And so over the next 7 weeks, I want you to say to yourself every day, I'm ready for 2020. And I want you to plan something out. And if you can't plan something every single day, you go back to the day that you had planned something the day before. And you just read over that thing. And you just recommit it to the Father. Use the Lord the way you have right now. Amen. Thank you, Kiana. Amen. I tell you, y'all, when I tell you I'm excited, I wake up every morning now. And I say, God. I said, good morning, Father. I say, thank you for waking me up this morning. Now, how can I be of service to you today? How can you use me? Because I am your willing vessel. Now, how do you choose to use me today? And I'm telling you, when you commit yourself to him like that, oh, my God. Hey, my sister, welcome to the broadcast. So when you show up, yes, when you show up sent, you show up knowing that you're showing up chosen, sent, worthy. And that everything has been established in the heavens and in the earth. When I tell y'all, my God, when we walk in these doors of 2020, we're walking in knowing, yes, Nicole, that we're chosen, sent, set apart. We have been uniquely created in his image. We've been uniquely created. I don't look like you. You don't look like me. We don't have all the same gifts, but together we're not in competition. We're working collaboratively to live out the glory of God. We are one body, and we're one member, but we're many members, but one body, his body, being used not to hold on to these gifts, but to be used by him. Amen. I've been chosen, I've been sent, and I've been set apart. Y'all better commit to and say that thing. Ah, I love it. You guys are, I'm loving it tonight. Y'all not being shy tonight. Amen. Unique and blessed. Amen, Angelique. Let's see here. My God, my God. So, y'all, if somebody asks you, are you ready for 2020? Tell them, yeah. Because like you said, you got your notebook ready. And if you don't have it ready, you're going to get it ready tomorrow. And you're going to pray about, God, what is it that you have for me to do for 2020 and move forward? And then as he show you the different things, I want you to be still enough to hear it. Because you're going to ask him, but be still and listen. Because he's going to show you. And as he shows you, then you just go ahead and start writing that thing out. Then you commit it back to him. As you commit it back to him, then every day you declare, God, I am going to complete this. Because already it's been done. I'm just walking this thing out in manifestation. I'm just waiting for it to manifest. Because in the heavens, it's already been done. Right? So we're just walking this thing out in the earth. So y'all, I just want to clap for all of you. I just want to applaud you. Because it's time for us to understand our worth. Understand that we are chosen, we're worthy, we're sent, and that our Father loves us that much that he used a country girl from Gaffney, South Carolina, that's lived in Atlanta for over half of her life. But he's using each of us who says, God, I'll do it. You called me to do this. Because, see, many of us, we have it, we've used the excuses in the past of, well, you know, I don't know. No, no more will we use excuses. But now we're going to use those excuses and turn them around and say, God, yes, Father, however you say, I'll do it. And so as we see that and as we do that, we're going to see people's lives change. We're going to see people's lives impacted. We're going to see our lives change and impacted because now we're no longer existing, but we're living a life that he's calling us to live in this hour. And I'm excited for each and every one of you. Right? Oh, my goodness, y'all. I love y'all. Ooh, and I love my Father, and I love what he does. I love what he's doing for me, even in this hour, because I'm telling y'all, if he'd have told me 5 years ago I'd have been doing this, because we're coming up on our fifth anniversary, but if he'd have told me I'd have been doing a Facebook Live with you all doing this right now, I'd have been like, nope, because I was hiding behind the radio for the longest, y'all. But I give God praise. And so many of you, I'm calling you out of your comfort zone. I cancel the comfort zone in each and every one of you, and I call out the fierce you, the bold you, the one that God is calling to position right now. I call you out, and I call you the redeemed, because that's what he's called us. He's called us redeemed. So I called you the redeemed, and I call you forth to walk out every gift, every passion, every purpose and the plan that he's placed on the inside of you. No more sitting on your hands, no more excuses, and no more procrastinating because we done already canceled that thing out. Amen. So if any of you want to chime in and share on the radio show, I'm going to give you a couple of moments. That's 929-477-2178. If anybody wants to share, that's 929-477-2178. Otherwise, we're going to, I'm going to read any more comments that you may have. That's 929-477-2178 if anybody want to share on the radio show. And otherwise, you can type in the chat like you've been doing. And I hope I've been reading everybody's because I'll try to catch everybody. Amen. Yes, Karen, you are ready. You are ready. You are ready. Each and every one of you, you're ready. I'm claiming that thing. I'm praying with you. I'm interceding for you. It is time to walk this thing out over the next 7 weeks. I'm with you on this. We're going to do it. In fact, we've already done it. We're just awaiting manifestation, okay? So tell yourself it's done. It is finished, okay? It is finished because you've already shown up. You already understand that you've been sent, you've been chosen, that you're worthy, and you're walking in 2020 with intentionality and with fierceness, right? We're doing this thing, y'all. We are doing it. It's done. It's finished. It's a done deal. It is a done deal. Any other comments? I'll read them out. If no more comments, we'll go ahead and end the broadcast. Thank you again. It is finished. Yes, Niecy. Again, thank you so much, Ultimately Unique You, for this awesome, awesome set. Y'all see my little set? It's so beautiful. Thank you so much for that. And guys, if y'all want to go look at some of her pieces, it's at Ultimately Unique You. That's Ultimately Unique, the letter U, on Instagram, on IG. Y'all, I'm telling you, God is so faithful. Y'all, don't forget, go out and get my sister's EP, This Is Me, by Deidre Norvette. Go get it, y'all. It costs less than these doggone value meals these days. How these days? Go out and support Infographics and Vodiology and Cornelia Brown, our travel ambassador and business coach. But if y'all missed any of this broadcast, y'all share it with a friend, share it with a family member, because they need to get ready for 2020. Because guess what? We're ready. I don't know about them. They ain't ready until they hear this broadcast, right? But we're ready. So I want y'all to get your notebooks ready. And I want y'all to give me some feedback as y'all are seeing things manifest. I love hearing testimonies. Please share them with me. So, got to get my book. Yes, it's out on Amazon. It's on Smashwords. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's $2.99. It's called The 21-Day Mind Detox. We're shifting our mindset to our I will, I can, and I have done it, because it's done. You know? So we're shifting our mindset, and that's one of the things that devotional does. That devotional tells you and reminds you of these things. Everything that I've said to you, it's a devotional that the Lord gave me that reminds you of those things. And it's called The 21-Day Mind Detox. It's only $2.99. Just a shameless plug, because it is what it is at this point. Because we have 7 weeks, y'all, and it's time for us to be intentional about everything. So I want you to look at yourself, and I want you to look yourself in the mirror and say those things that I told you a while ago. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror before you go to bed tonight and say, I am worthy, I'm chosen, I'm sent, I'm unique, and I'm set apart. But you're worthy, because so many of us don't think we're worthy. We are. Our Father made us worthy. Amen. So I'll see you guys same time, same place next week. We're going to do our annual show in 2 weeks from today, called What Are You Thankful For? I'm excited about that. God has handpicked some people that's going to be sharing with us. But I want you all, for those of you who are led, to share with us as well. Because what are you thankful for? I tell you, that show blesses me each and every year. God started that thing. I think it's been 4 years now for the What Are You Thankful For show. But I thank y'all. I love y'all. I'll see y'all same time, same place next week. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Go out and get your book, On Fire to Inspire. Actually, it's an ebook as well. It's a paperback. And then we have the 21-Day Mind Detox Devotional. And we have my children's book called A Learning Book Just For Me. 2020 is here. For us, that's already in our planning. Blessings to you as well. It's already in our planning stages. So see you guys soon. Next same time, same place. Love you. Thank you, Lord.